Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Before we get started with this episode of the Josh Cherry Podcast, we want to thank all of our sponsors. Blazer 88, Project K9 Hero, Lori's Dive-In, 601 Roofing King, Down Yonder Hat Co., Cottonfield Grill, Cashman's Pub, Better Than Basic Marketing, Middle Georgia Total Health, Nobles Dirt Works, Nobles Networking, Mischief Media, Yankee Paradise South, Web Space Today, and 22 Sierra Coffee. Now, let's get into the episode, y'all. What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. With me today is two of my buddies, but also two of, it's a good organization, a great organization that we have with our show. They're a sponsor, but it's one of our mental health organizations that work with veterans. And as y'all know, that is everything to me. That is just, it's one of the things that I try to make the majority of our shows about. And from the first time I've had these guys on, I've just really liked the hell out of them. One of them just bothers the shit and spams my inbox with stupid ass memes. And the other one's actually a nice person. So I was like, fuck it. Let's have them back on the show and talk about a gala they've got coming up, an event that I'll be hosting in October on the 26th. So I want to introduce y'all again to the folks from Blazer 88, Mr. Brandon Wright and Mr. Josh Ward. How you boys doing?
What's going on?
I'm good, dude. What's happening? I'm good. But Brandon, try not to send me so many memes while we're doing this, okay? If you can take a break from it.
I haven't got very many good ones today, so I think you're all right.
I don't know where you find the shit you find, but every time I need one, like every time I need a little pick-me-up, it's like you know to send one. It tickles the shit out of me, some of the stuff you send.
Some it's of usually it's our group of friends.
Do what?
Of it's flat out disturbing.
Most of it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those most of it is one of those things. It's like, damn, I know the CIA is already watching my phone more than likely, Homeland Security or something. So they already see the shit. It's like, yeah, dude's going to jail one day. But it'd be okay. Fuck it. But anyway,
it's the Secret Service, you're good.
Yeah. Well, maybe probably dodge them too. But anyway, so real quick, Josh, give them everybody who has not heard the last episode we did with you guys a real quick summary of Blazer 88.
All right. So Blazer 88 Foundation was founded and exists to support veterans
with whatever need they may have, whether it's financial, they need somebody to talk to, they need help getting set up or organized with, you know, a counselor or a therapist or whatever the case may be. So we spend a lot of time doing all that. We spend a lot of time raising money to support all of that so that, you know, if a need is brought to us, we can, you know, vet that situation and providing that it's, you know, legitimate and all of that, we can meet that need. So nutshell version, but there you go.
There we go. I like the nutshell version of stuff usually. Since the last time that we have done a show with you, do you have any stories or anybody that you've helped that's just stood out since then?
Man, just a super cool story, kind of simple situation. And I won't get into the details of it, but again, just a lot of the stuff that we do our big events, you know, and we pump all that up, but we also do a lot of like little small one-off events locally, more so to like spread the word about what we're about and support the community that we, Brandon and I, are in, and whatnot. But we did a bike night in Brandon and I's little town. I don't know, when was that? 6 weeks ago, Brandon, something like that, give or take.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Anyway, we just did a little bike night, you know, had a little raffle and some live music and just kind of putting the word out and, you know, making a little bit of money and promoting our big events that we have coming up. And my wife is kind of the heart and soul of all the hard work that goes into this. Brandon and I get to have all the fun and she does all the behind the scenes hard work. And she was working the table and doing her thing. And an individual came to her and kind of pulled her aside and brought to her attention a need of a local veteran in our community that needed some assistance with something. And, you know, within a couple of days, we were able to meet that need. So I thought that was super cool that it was right there in our community and somebody had, you know, the gumption to just come up to my wife and grab her and, you know, tell their story and ask for some help. So
that's cool. I try to tell people all the time that if you don't make your scars public, then nobody knows to come up. Nobody knows to make theirs available. Like it is such an important thing to me, regardless of what you've been through. I mean, it could be absolutely anything. If you hide your trauma, you hide what you've been through, you're kind of doing yourself and everybody else a disservice because it's literally like a slap in the face to yourself because you can never take what you've been through to help anybody. You can never take what you've been through and turn it into something positive. So right. You guys being out on the front lines of trying to help people, that's the only way. I mean, that's the only way to make a difference in somebody else's life is by being so upfront about the things you've been through to where people start to get comfortable to where in a public setting you can walk up and just feel like that. That's so cool to me.
Yeah.
Y'all should be proud as hell of that. Like, I could think back to the first time that somebody has walked up to me. Not the first time. I probably talked about it enough. But in the past couple of weeks, I've had a dude at a bar walk up to me and just him want to talk about stuff out of nowhere. A guy I never knew. This guy just listened to the show. And it's just like, shit, if I wouldn't put my bullshit out there on social media, this guy would have felt by himself. This guy would have never wanted to fucking talk about it. It's like, you know what? We sometimes we might overshare and make ourselves look dumb to somebody. And they might be like, oh, this guy's a fucking lunatic. But to the person that needs to see it or the person to your target audience, they don't think you're a lunatic. They think that you're really helping them. You're being something that they need at that time. And I applaud anybody that does it.
And it's cool that it was somebody from our hometown that knows about us and reached out and was like, hey, I got somebody needs help. And that's sometimes that's very hard for a lot of people to ask.
Yep. No, I agree.
It was even better that somebody from Fortville reached out that knew about us. And so we're doing something right.
Well, I'll tell you this, the more vulnerable you make yourself and you make your organization, the more stories that you tell. Like, I know as men, it is the hardest thing on the planet to make ourselves be vulnerable, because we automatically assume vulnerable is weakness, or we're going to think that anybody thinks that vulnerable is weakness. And you know what? You're going to have assholes out there that want to treat you like you're weak. But it ain't about the ones that treat you like you're weak. It's about the ones that you empower by you showing that you're being vulnerable. Like the ones that it gives them something. And it might only be one out of 1,000 or whatever. But the more that you allow your scars to show, the more they don't feel like they have to cover theirs up. And that's what the shit's about. It's I don't give a damn what anybody says. I overshare it. I make myself like a lunatic on social media, like a fucking psycho. I know I do. But the other side of it is, one, it's therapy for me. I really do feel like it's not me harboring shit and keeping shit in. But also on the other side of it is I've got the messages. I've heard from people. It's like, damn, I appreciate it. And it's like, well, I can't be all wrong then. And that's, I just wish more people would open up and not be scared. And the fact that y'all are doing it for veterans, because y'all are, it just is special. There's so many of y'all there's so many of y'all that fall between the cracks, between the like, I wish there were a small town organization. Like, I know y'all are growing, of course. I don't mean no disrespect when I say small town organization, but like, you take like a Mission 22, or you take somebody like them that is, they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You're going to have people that are scared as hell to go up and talk to them right off the bat. Like, you need that gatekeeper. You need somebody who's like, well, this people, you know, they're going to help me, and I don't feel like I'm going to be on a fucking commercial, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yep.
It does. I mean, I don't ever want to lose, and we've done stuff, you know, we've done stuff nationally and whatnot, you know, for people, and however big we may get, I don't ever want to lose, to use your words, that small town feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that I don't ever want to lose that personal touch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, there's something about it. It's like, to me, it's, I wish I could go talk to a best friend I grew up with or a neighbor about what I was going through. But that's not how it works. And in all honesty, the people that you probably see most are the hardest ones to talk to. Like, they know you in different ways than most people. So it's almost like, damn, the people that you have the most love for are usually the hardest ones to speak to. And if that's the case, then it's like, damn, who do I talk to around here then? Like, you almost are looking for it without looking for, like, it's having a small town feel gives you like the community. It gives you the friendship, the brotherhood is probably the word I'm looking for, to where you feel like, okay, these guys have still got that vibe that I feel comfortable talking to them, to where they're not going to turn it into something more than it has to. They're actually just going to be there, a support system. They're going to help without it trying to making it into something I don't want it to be.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing that, like, we all do, is we keep it. Don't mention names. Don't say anything about who we're helping, what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I think that's helping a lot of people, because I know when I was having my issues, I didn't want people to know, you know, so I think it's a good thing that we, you know, keep everything pretty on the down low, who we're helping.
Yeah.
Which at the same time, you're always vetted. We always vet every single person.
Yeah.
But it's helping people come to us, because we don't shout out, oh, hey, we're helping so-and-so or whatnot.
Yep. Well, yeah, I agree. I get a lot of people that say, hey, you know, you need to put all the stuff that you do out there and advertise it and do all that. And I guess I can kind of see that. So people know what we're doing, and, you know, maybe that helps the fundraising side of it. So people know where their money's going. I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. To me, it feels like tooting our own horn, and I ain't about that. And to Brandon's point, we just do what we do and leave it there. You know what I mean?
Well, it's just like anything. There's a right way to do it and there's a wrong way to do it. The hard part about what you guys do is there's such a sensitive, fine line to walk right there.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to share a story, but it's also you have to share that. You almost want it to be like, you almost want it to be like when somebody gives a testimony in church. You don't want the preacher giving your testimony. You want you to be so comfortable that you're the one giving your own testimony. So it's like you want to help somebody to the point to where, like, I'm not putting this person on blast, but hopefully we've done a good enough job helping you and been there for you that you're kind of going to give your testimony of how we helped to where you're our walking billboard. If that makes sense, like that, yeah. That's how it should be. But also too, I get why some people don't. That is so vulnerable. It's hard for folks, but I just also don't think, I think I'm wired so different anyway, but I get to where I don't think people ever think about what they can actually do to help other people with that vulnerability. I don't think that they ever, like, would you guys, I think when it clicked, it clicked. I think when you understood, I can take what I've been through and I can turn it into something positive to help people, it clicked and it's like, okay, I want to serve. I want to help. I want to be a blessing. Like, I get that. But some people, until they hit that, they're like, I'm going to be reserved. I don't want to talk about it openly. And you can't push nobody to do it. So marketing with you guys, it is harder. It is harder. You don't want to expose nobody or put anybody on blast or whatever. But there are ways. It's just you almost want them to be like, hey, I would like for you to share my story if you don't mind. Like, I would, that's something I would ask the, like, guys that you've worked with, or our females that you've worked with, and be like, hey, look, if you ever get comfortable enough for us to share your story on social media, let us know when you're ready. No pressure, but let us know.
Yeah.
That's probably the way I'd go about it.
I think, yeah. And I think kind of the best way I think it works to help more people, may sound stupid, but when I was in, it was, you're a quiet professional. You don't advertise your work. And if they want to say, hey, this organization helped us, that's fine. But we know we're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
All the time.
Well, yeah. I get that too. But like he said a while ago, when it comes to the fundraising aspect, when it comes to having the other opportunities to help in different ways, like to where, like, you can help more or you can help better. Like, you'll get to that point, and I'm sure you're already at that point, to where, like, we could do more for this person. We could help in a whole different way if there wasn't more exposure. It's just, like I said, there's a fine-ass line. It's hard. That would be hard. That'd be hard for fucking anybody to do, dude.
Yeah.
Hard for anybody to do. So tell me about this thing, the October 26th, where I'm hosting. And by the way, I'm excited. I messaged Brandon last week because my manager messaged me, and he was like, first off, this is what was stupid. I have a wedding on the 19th. I also have a show in Statesboro, Georgia on the 19th. The night before that, I have a honky tonk night in Macon on the 18th. When he sent me all of this shit and was like, hey, this is your calendar date for October, he didn't have it listed for the 26th. There's just said an event on the 19th. And it didn't say where the event was or nothing like that, but I knew where the wedding was in Milledgeville, Georgia. And I was like, I'm fixing to have to call this girl and cancel me coming to her wedding because I thought the event was the 19th. And he didn't write down the 26th. And I was like, holy shit. Like, I'm finna piss off like four people at the same time. But luckily he just didn't. He left it blank instead of putting it down. So I'll be there. Tell them where it's at, all the information on it. I can't wait. I'm excited.
No, it's a hoot. So this is our, I call it formal gala. How do you pronounce that? Gala or gala? How do you Southern boys pronounce that?
It's gala. It's gala.
Gala?
Yeah.
Gala?
Also, does
you're
that
asking
mean
the wrong two motherfuckers?
Does that mean?
I have no idea. Anyway.
Does that mean that y'all have to, do y'all dress up for this shit?
Well, you don't. Okay, here's the deal. So this,
that's
again,
what a gala is.
Understood.
Okay.
Understood. But we advertise it as your level of formal. So if you want to show up in a Speedo and a tuxedo t-shirt, hey.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Do you. But
I'm liable
anyway,
to.
That's what you're going to do? Oh, God.
I bet you won't. I bet you won't.
Oh, God.
I got to find out what the fuck y'all are wearing first because I don't dress up.
Oh, shit. So this is the second of our big annual events. And it is, like I said, it's a gala, however the hell you pronounce it. It's a formal dinner. We have a DJ, music, dancing. You're going to MC the event. People come, you know, purchase just a single ticket, couples ticket. A lot of people buy a whole table. Awesome food. Brandon and I's good buddy that owns Fox Garden Restaurant. Probably the best damn filet I've had in the entire country. And I've eaten freaking filets all over this country. And I'll put his up to any one of them. Restaurant, awesome people. They always take very, very good care of us. They will be catering the event. October 26th, it is at Picasso Event Center in Castleton, Indiana. You can jump on our website and get the details about, you know, if you want to buy a table or buy a ticket or show up. All that good stuff is on there. The theme for this year's gala is Old Hollywood.
So that's cool.
Take that as you will. Dress as you will. Based on that theme.
You can't dress as you will. There has to be a dress code. Or I'm telling you, I'm going to show up looking like a jackass. Everybody has to dress the same stupid fucking way. Or I don't want to do this.
Tough shit.
Yeah.
Y'all better be looking like some Bugsy Malone motherfuckers too.
That might happen. Yeah.
That's cool, though. I didn't realize it was all that. I didn't realize there was a theme and all that. I like that kind of stuff. That'll be cool.
Yeah. So, again, the gala is my wife's brainchild, and she does the lion's share of the work for this event, as well as our ride coming up here in a couple of weeks. But she kind of takes the reins 99% on the gala, and it was her idea, and I think it's a think it's going to be awesome. Last year's was amazing, and this year's, is going to be even more so.
So what do y'all do, like a silent auction and all that kind of stuff? Or
yeah.
Like, kind of give me an idea how we'll be raising money that night.
Okay, so we'll have a couple different games. We'll do I think we're doing like a wine and a whiskey pool. Last year, we're not doing this year, but just as an example, we did like a putt-putt game. If you sank a ball or two, you got a free bottle of wine, stuff like that. We've got a what is that game? What was the game called with the beads, Brandon? I'm drawing a blank. Oh, my God. Heads or tails? Heads or tails?
Yes.
Heads or tails. So, basically, you as the MC will flip a coin up on stage and people have to, all right, raise your hand if I pick heads. If heads is gone, if heads is flipped, you stay in. If you chose tails, you're out. You just keep doing that until there's one person left standing, and you buy beads. So you can buy up to a certain number of beads. And if you lose, you turn in a set. And when you're out, you're out. There's a prize associated with that. We usually do a 50-50, and then we'll have an auction of some sort, whether it's a live auction or a silent auction, remains to be seen. We usually do a live auction. It seems like that's a little bit more fun for the crowd and does a little bit better for us. So,
I can't wait, dude. I'm actually excited. I've never been up that way before.
Really?
I've never been above I've only been as far north as Dayton, Ohio, but I only went to Dayton, Ohio from Nashville, but that was just to a funeral and came right back. So I've never been up y'all's way at all.
Dayton, Ohio is north-wise is pretty much the same as us. You'd just be straight west, 80 miles?
Probably. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll be real with you. I have absolutely no idea where y'all are even at geographically. Once you get above Tennessee, I don't know where nothing is.
They got this nifty thing called Google Maps, bro. You can type in whatever town you want and it'll show you right where it's at.
Are you a fucking grandpa? I have GPS. Who the fuck use Google Maps? Jesus, I have Apple, bro.
Oh, my God.
I just play. That's fucking weird. I think, actually, without me knowing that, I think it is called Google Maps, isn't it? This is Google. It is.
Alex Morrison says that be on that Google.
God. Yeah. Trust me. I've already looked. I'm 9.5 hours away. So it's not even that bad of a drive.
No, that's not bad at all.
Yeah. I'm going to make it probably go up to Nashville on Thursday. Hang out there Thursday, Friday, come up Saturday morning or come up Friday to y'all.
Cool.
Hang out Friday night.
I'll probably come up Friday. Is what I'm thinking. And then I just don't know how hungover I'm trying to be Sunday driving back 9 hours.
Well,
I just don't think I'm gonna not be hungover leaving you guys on Sunday morning.
We'll see.
There's a good chance I'll have to stop at Nashville but the bad thing is I've already thought about it, and there's no way I could stop in Nashville on Sunday because that's like Red Door Day. That's the night that everybody goes to Red Door and closes that bitch down at 3 o'clock in the morning. So then I'm hungover Monday, and then I don't get back home till Tuesday. So it's like I got to really be an adult here and make some really good decisions. I wish I wasn't such a bitch and could just fly.
You could just hang out with us on Sunday and go to AO with us like Dustin did and spend.
Dustin's bitch ass did something, I was completely out. Dustin did.
We were playing pull tabs at AO, and he was like, "How does this work?" And I'm like, "Dude, $1 a ticket." And then you pull a ticket, and if it pops something, that's what you win. He said, "No shit." I was like, okay, you fucking Alabama fuck. Yeah, this is exactly how it works. So what did we hit? $5.99 that day?
We did good.
And his dumb ass pulled the ticket.
Yeah, we usually don't, but we did good that day. So he was sold. He was sold. Yeah, so
he's probably fucked on that deal. But
y'all said for the gala, y'all have a DJ, not live music?
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Correct.
I didn't know, because if y'all were going to invite him, I was going to charge y'all way more. I'm not charging y'all anything right now, but if I had to deal with him, I was definitely fixing to come up with some reason I had to charge.
He's not coming.
Good. Thank God. He's an ornery old fuck. I can't. I think the last time I saw him, he was with you in Nashville when y'all came to the show. And I was like, when is this fucking pissy pants going to leave? Because he's just bitching the whole time.
He did, man. He ghosted me that night. He done. He got an Uber and he was gone. And left me with Jake Blue and his buddy.
Oh, he'll do that. Which he'll do it in a heartbeat.
Jake Blue is cool, but his buddy was not very cool.
You know what we should do, Brandon?
I think me and his buddy got into it that night, too.
Yeah, I was the one pulling him back. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. Like, God, dog.
Love you, Jakey. Whoever your buddy was, go fuck himself, though. I remember that.
Yeah.
What were you
saying? He told me to shut up.
He's anyway. Talking.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Josh?
I said we should auction off a haircut.
For Dustin.
Yes, we should auction off a haircut. Like, whoever spends the most money can cut his hair.
Shit, I'd be broke. You let me cut that Jew bastard's hair, I'd do it in a heartbeat. God damn, I would. He needs it. He needs to just let that go. Of all the things in his life that he's let it go, is that damn... Which I guess if I had that hair, I think I want to hold on to it too. I ain't got no hair, so I'm always bitching about other people's hair.
Yeah.
He came up and played with me for one of the Blazer 88 events he came up to. And my sister-in-law said, or no, her father said, is your hair naturally like that? He said, who the fuck would want their hair to look like this? She goes, oh, I thought you got a perm. I said, Jesus Christ.
He
was pretty done about that time. He was like, yeah, they make fun of my hair now.
He gets mad about me telling everybody he looks like everybody's lesbian aunt. So he looks like just like everybody's lesbian aunt to me. Or you think about what your third grade girls PE teacher looked like. That's what Dustin looks like. He looks like a lesbian third grade dykey PE teacher. That's what it is. Well, he was on the golf course.
You could just say dyke. You didn't have to say all that other shit.
You got it. It made it funnier. He said one time he was playing golf and he was talking shit. And because I was giving him, I was just ragging his ass about what he looked like. And he's like, you know what? Shut up. I look like I ordered my sex change from Wish. And I'm telling you. I was like, you had that one in the barrel, son. Like, that was shit was funny to me.
I'll tell you, funny to me. Funny Dustin Herring story about when he came up here to play Blazer 88 with me. Him and my dad, we all went out golfing that Friday night or Friday morning, I believe it was. So we go out and I got my golf clubs, dad's got his. And we get to the first hole. Dustin goes, hey, you think they rent clubs here? I said, well, it's a little fucking late for that. He goes, I'm left-handed.
Shit,
I forgot you're left-handed. I was like, well, we can go back to the clubhouse or you can just play with mine. He said, I'll just play with yours. He's knocking the fuck out of the ball. Going on and on. It's about hole five. I'm like, I don't even want to say shit because he's kicking our ass. Playing with, you know, the wrong-handed clubs. And he looks over, he goes, I use right-handed golf clubs. And I was like, you motherfucker.
So he had
us the whole time thinking we sucked, and this left-hander was just crushing the ball.
Well, you right-handed do stuff, clubs. But,
and I was like, I thought know, I've seen him. I mean, I was just thinking about it. I thought I've seen him use left-handed clubs before, though.
Nope.
That son of a bitch.
Yep. He said he just writes or bats left-handed or some shit like that.
That was his excuse. He don't do fucking nothing left-handed good, no way, probably.
They're so confused in Alabama, they don't know.
He's just a piece of shit, to be honest with you. That's probably why he looks the way he does, because he's so fucking confused. But he don't know if he's right or left anyway.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I love, shit. You know what? I love when I'm around people that hate him, but love him the same way I do, because I really do. He sent me a text message the other day and told me he liked the song that me and somebody had wrote. And it meant a lot to me, because I do value him as a friend a lot. And I do think a lot of
that
him.
Boy,
but I also just think something. He's a piece of shit. If there was ever a piece of shit. Yeah. But he's my piece of shit. Yeah, like I'd fight a bitch over him. Boy, I know that.
He is something talented, I can tell you that. And I've met a lot of people through music with him that really appreciate him for.
He is. He's special.
Yep. No, he's like you said, man. Especially he's got a heart of gold, man. He really does.
And an ass made of cupcakes. they're so sweet. Anywho, so before we get off here in a few minutes, if somebody wanted. To find, because I tell people all the time, go to my Facebook to look you guys up, Blazer88. If they wanted to find where to go donate to you guys, what's the best way? Or if they somebody wanted to not just donate money to help out, or you had somebody wanted to volunteer services or something like that, how would they get – best way to get in touch with you guys?
Best thing to do all of that is go to the website, which is – Blazer88.org. So BLAZER, the number 88.org. All the information to get a hold of us, email, all the way down to a phone number, is right there. There are buttons to donate via Venmo, PayPal, whatever. And then there's event page if you're looking for information on our events. That's all there as well. So again, worst case scenario, if you got a question that you can't get answered, whether it's about an event, how to donate, how to help, how to volunteer, how to do whatever, there's an email address and a phone number on there, and both of those will get to where they need to get, and we will get your question answered or get you taken care of.
And what I'd also like to do with you too is in September, and then like 2 weeks before, maybe the beginning of October, once in September and like 2 weeks before, let's do this again. And just a reminder, drop all the same stuff again. You know, not necessarily, we might tell some other Dustin Heron stories, but maybe even if y'all have time in between now and then, if y'all talk to anybody that wants to come on that's else part of Blazer 88, you know, have somebody else come on, tell us some other things. Let's just make sure that we pump out as much information to try to drive as many people towards the gala and everything, but also to kind of show y'all some love on social media and make some donations and stuff towards you guys, if y'all don't mind. I know y'all stay a lot busier than me, but in September and October, if we can do two more shows, I think that'd be good. Kind of really help promote it and sell some tickets and stuff for the gala.
Yep. Yeah, we can do that. I'm an idiot. We've been trying to get together to do this show for a little while now. And I'm like, man, Brandon and I got to be in the same place at the same time to do that. And I'm working out of town right now. So I'm away from home Monday through Friday. And then I finally realized that there's this real cool thing called technology, and we don't all have to be in the same place at the same time to make shit happen.
Well, I'll tell you this. That's why, like, it's harder to do for everybody listening. They're like, why are they not going to do a longer episode? The problem when you have people in different places when you're doing Zoom, though, is that the conversation lags a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like you don't pick up on this. Like, if y'all two were in the same room, y'all social cues, you bounce off each other better. It's not always the best for conversation-wise. Yep. That's why you try to get out the meat and taters in it.
Yep.
And then push it out there, and then you get off where it gets stagnant. It gets to where it gets unentertaining real quick.
I tell you what, we really could do is Brandon and I quit being pieces of shit and get our acts together and plan it out and just get our asses to Nashville or even to Georgia and all three of us sitting in the same damn room.
Hey, look, I'll tell you, you got.
I couldn't get to Live Oak because me and Josh have the same birthday.
You're September 10th too.
Yes.
Hey, well, look, I'll tell you this.
I was trying to come to that show, but I don't think.
Well, I was going to tell you where our one September 11th is going to be a good one. If y'all can make it down there for that, I'm going to do my best to stack the shit out of that lineup. It ought to be a good one if y'all can make it down there. But if not, we'll all get together before that. Hell, even maybe the show that we do in October would be a good one for y'all to come down for and us do that show together before I guess that would be 2 weeks before the gala.
Yeah.
Hell, while we're there, we can probably even get some of them artists and folks that's going to be there, just maybe not to perform or whatever, but to come up there and hang out.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be good.
Well, cool, dude.
Yeah, I've been trying to get Jason Michael Carroll, but
That's my dude. We're with him this weekend.
Sent the email to the wrong email, I guess.
I will make sure you got the right one. I will get you in touch with him. Me and him have done got to be buddies, so. I'll make sure you got the right one. I'm sure he would love to talk to y'all and probably do something with y'all. Well, cool, sounds boys. Good. Well, one more time, drop the social media handles for Blazer88, and let's get the hell out of here.
www.blazer88.org, and on Facebook, just the easiest way to do it is jump in the search bar and just type in Blazer88 Foundation, and it'll pop right up.
Thank you. All right. Well, Josh, Brandon, thank y'all so much. Thank y'all being part of the show, by the way. And I appreciate everything y'all do for us. Hopefully we do something for y'all. And I just can't wait to see y'all in a couple months, man. It's going to be fun. I'm excited about coming up there.
Hell yeah.
Sounds great, man. Looking forward to it.
Let's do it.
Yes, sir. And thank each and every one of y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. We will catch y'all next time.